But people who have come from foreign countries, work for them, then you see your state of mind, body, and soul now. And when you will spend 9 days there in the Khanqa, you will find a change. And that change will indeed carry the impression that something definite is being taught spiritually to his disciples. This you cannot learn at home. This is only when you come here, you sit with the Sheikh. It is very important that Sohbat-e-Sheikh should be made compulsory for one. He must make it a point that I have to learn from the Sheikh. And you can learn only when you stay with him. You see his way of working. You see his way of life. And his teachings. Then you learn something. And spiritually you will find yourself absolutely different with what you are now. And if you carry that learning and that impression to your own country, you don't have to preach. People will come and ask you, what you have done, tell me. And your personality, your figure, that will be in fact work as a preacher. You don't have to find words. You don't have to teach somebody orally. It is just your face which has gathered that impression, and people will ask you from where you have received all this. And mind you, when our friends, they go to Makkah or Medina or anywhere, and another friend who comes from another country and he sees him, he asks him, are you shagird of Hazrat Beg Sahib? This is only because of the tawajjuh, his attention, and Sheikh's attention is only possible in two ways. One, you must come and see him, and second is that you follow his way. You live with him 100 years, but if you do not follow his way, you will not get anything. You have to follow his ways. And I have just told you that his sermon on 8th September is worth reading, worth listening, and worth following. The whole crux of life, the whole digest of our deen, he has tried to tell in 15 to 20 minutes. Now it is up to us that we learn it. If we do not know Urdu, it should be translated by someone in English for you, and you follow those. I wanted to make your introduction to everybody, but Hazrat Ji will come, then he will probably ask everyone to come over and say a few words about him. But when he comes, so you have to sit in a straight line. And whenever you sit with your Sheikh, never go on his side, just in front. You always sit in front of him. You always sit in front of him, whether here or there. But you should always make sure that you are sitting in front of him. And that makes a lot of a difference. The important thing is that you sit in front of him wherever. You should try to note what he said. That is the worth copying thing, that whatever he says, that is to be followed. And followed in letter and spirit. Not that you have listened and you appreciated that good words, but as spiritual sons, you have to go very deep into it. What our Sheikh wants from us, whether I am following it or not, it is indeed to be followed by Pakistanis, by Indians, by Bangladeshis, by Indonesians, by Malaysians, anyone, whether he has come for the first time or whether he is there for many years. It makes little difference. If a person for 50 years living with the Hazrat Ji, but he is not following him, he has wasted his time. He has simply wasted his time. And those who have come few days back and they try to follow him, they have changed themselves. That you follow me or not? English little? Others who know it, they will translate. Because I don't know Indonesians, I don't know Malaysians. I knew this much and I asked few of you that they know English. Little English. But you have followed me. You have also followed me, what I am saying? MashaAllah. Now I am waiting for the Hazrat Ji, that he comes and we all enjoy his whole personality. I know my Shaykh for the last many years. Since 66 we are together. Since 1966 we are together. I have seen his almost youth and then onward life, and these days I have never found him that he lacked following Sunnah, and he emphasizes this. And our Shaykh Mukarram Rahmatullah Alayh, where we will go to Murshidabad, a man came to him. He was a very learned man who visited him. While he was going, he asked him, rather that gentleman told, that I could not find anything. Hazrat Ji, our Shaykh al-Mukarram Rahmatullah Alayhi, asked him, did you find anything that I have done against Sunnah? He said, no. This is the height of our life, that we always follow the Sunnah. And if you follow the Sunnah and then you learn this system of reciting Allah's name, then you will achieve the heights in this way. This way is not a new way. It is started from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And then all prophets who came, they also followed him. When our prophet came, he also delivered the same thing. Then his disciples, they followed him, and it traveled from them to our Shaykh Mukarram Rahmatullah Alayh, and then to Hazrat Shah Sahib Madrasilul Ali, and Hazrat Beg Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, and then to all of us. Now it is up to us. You know, it is a very precious thing that has come to us. It is a very precious thing. Now we have to make sure that it is not stolen by any dacoit or thief. The biggest thief is Shaitan, Iblis. You have to protect this from Iblis and Nafs. And Nafs, it always tries to instigate for bad things. Our whole efforts are that we must bring him to the right path. Though it is a very difficult way, it never tamed, but you must try. It is indeed tamed when you have a connection with some spiritual leader. With his attention, there is a possibility that you must get rid of his instigations. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it in the holy book, in most of the places that this Iblis, he is your very open enemy. Aduvvun mubeen. Similarly, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah Almighty has warned against these two enemies, your nafs and Iblis. And all this effort that has come from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam to this day is to fight out the biggest enemy. You know, when the many enemy is a very powerful, then you have to make yourself also powerful. You have a strength to fight him out. And how you make yourself powerful? There are many ways, but to cut short, one is, as I have already narrated, that you follow Sunnah. And the other is, you try to save yourself from what which is not yours. Do not grab it. Try to earn, but not to grab. And do not grab someone's share which is not yours. And this all, time and again, has been told to us by our Sheikh